Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something quite fascinating, a real paradox. It's from Will Poole's July 2025 article, you know, the one titled, AI is moving too fast and too slow at the same time.
Right, that piece. It really captures a tension many are feeling.
Exactly. So our mission really is to unpack that.
Yeah.
How can AI be developing at, well, warp speed, but also be so slow in terms of widespread adoption? And maybe more importantly, what's the takeaway for you?
It's definitely the key question. And Poole didn't just pull this out of thin air. He talked to a lot of different people over several months.
Oh, yeah. Like who?
Well, everyone from, say, a university art head dealing with student AI pushback, an MP in Singapore, loads of startup founders, big corporate leaders.
Okay, quite a range.
Even a Google 10X engineer, you know, one of those super productive coders, plus teachers, recent grads worried about jobs. A real cross-section.
And the verdict from all that?
Was pretty clear. AI is moving incredibly fast, but we as a society, we're just adopting it way too slowly.
Okay, let's break that down. The too fast part first. We hear so much about the speed, right?
Yeah.
Concerns about the U.S.-China AI race.
Mm-hmm, the supremacy race.
And remember that April 2025 AI 2027 report. Scenarios. Risks. And that Center for AI Safety statement from ages ago seems like signed by Altman, Gates.
Saying AI extinction risk should be a global priority. Yeah, big names.
So what's actually driving this speed, this like unstoppable acceleration Poole talks about?
Well, what's interesting, or maybe worrying, is Poole notes that not much has really changed on the policy front since those warnings came out.
Really? Despite the alarms?
Seems so. It's like that old Silicon Valley move fast and break things mantra, plus the intensity of that U.S.-China competition.
Yeah.
It just kind of overrides serious regulation attempts.
So no easy fix there.
He doesn't offer one. Sees it as just the reality, for now at least. The hope for some critics, like Gary Marcus, is maybe that current tech, the LLM.
Large language models, right? ChatGPT and the like.
Exactly. Maybe they just aren't actually capable of reaching true AGI, you know, artificial general intelligence. That might be a natural break.
Hmm. Okay. So that's the dizzying speed side. But then Poole flips it to the too slow adoption. That's the part I find, well, almost counterintuitive.
It does seem odd at first glance.
I mean, ChatGPT alone hit, what, 1.1 billion users a week in just 2.5 years? That sounds incredibly fast for any new tech.
It does, doesn't it? But you have to put it in context. Think about it. There are, what, 3.5 billion smartphone users globally?
Ah.
And using many of these powerful LLMs costs the user basically nothing. So despite current issues, energy use, AI hallucinations where it makes stuff up.
Yeah, the known problems.
It's already showing these amazing capabilities, improving productivity for people, for businesses, like nothing we've seen before. There's solid evidence too.
Like the OECD data.
Right. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, they found big companies, Microsoft, P&G, BCG Consulting, are already integrating generative AI deep into their work.
And seeing results.
Measurable ones, like tasks done 25% faster, output quality up 40%, big improvements in product development, tangible benefits.
Okay, so the value seems clear, measurable even. Yet, Poole found something different.
Exactly. He points to this survey of over 50 early stage startups in the global south, you know, Africa, Latin America, developing Asia.
Right.
Only 20% were actively using advanced AI. He thought it'd be closer to 80. That's a huge gap between potential and reality.
Wow. 20 versus 80. So why? What's holding people and companies back if it's so obviously useful?
Yeah.
What are the roadblocks?
Well, there are the spoken reasons, the ones people readily talk about, concerns about hallucinations, data privacy, the environmental costs, cybersecurity risks, maybe losing critical judgment skills, worries about human creativity, those things.
All seem like fair points.
They are valid concerns, but Poole found that many of these are actually being tackled pretty quickly by the tech developers.
Yeah.
What really blew him away were the unspoken reasons.
Unspoken? Like what?
These are more psychological. Cultural barriers, things like fear, just basic fear of the unknown or job loss, a deep lack of trust, simple resistance to change.
The we've always done it this way thing.
That status quo bias, yeah. Incorrect ideas about what AI can or can't do, feeling just too busy to learn something new or feeling overwhelmed, like I can't keep up, and then issues around just basic competency and training.
It's different from, say, getting a PC or a smartphone, isn't it?
But totally. Those needed expensive hardware. AI chatbots, often zero financial cost to try. But these mental barriers, these cultural hurdles, They're massive. It's not just learning a new tool. For a lot of people, it feels like it demands a new way of thinking, maybe even being, and that triggers resistance.
So pulling this all together, the breakneck speed of the tech, but these hidden, unspoken reasons slowing down adoption.
Yeah.
What's the bottom line for, you know, for someone listening right now?
Yeah, what does it mean for you?
Poole's message seems pretty urgent here. He says the need to bring AI into your life, into your work, is immediate, like now. Waiting means you might just miss the boat.
Or get left behind by competitors who are moving, right? You risk missing the AI train, as he puts it.
Exactly.
And, well, that's really where this new book comes in, Flourishing with AI. Will Poole co-authored it with Ravi Venkatesan.
Oh.
And its whole purpose is to help people, individuals, managers, everyone, get past those barriers, but the spoken and these tricky unspoken ones, to help you make AI an ally, not something to fear.
Makes sense. Where can people find out more?
So the main site is flourishingwith.ai. That's https.flourishingwith.ai. You can actually explore a draft version using a chatbot too, which is kind of neat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's at jawbot.flourishingwith.airegister.
Yeah.
And they also have related podcasts discussing the ideas at flourishingwith.aipodcasts.
Great. We'll make sure those links are available. So final thought then. Considering both how fast AI is moving and these sort of hidden reasons people hold back, maybe ask yourself, which unspoken reason resonates most with you? Is it fear, resistance, feeling overwhelmed? And what might happen if you actually confronted that barrier? How could that change your own path with AI? Something to think about.